Okay, welcome everybody to today's teleconference on summertime retention strategies. My name is Kathy Marler with Member Solutions, and this is one of my very favorite topics. Why? I think because when I was involved in running a school for 12 years, every summer it just amazed me at you know, the different stories I heard from students on why they shouldn't pay their tuition, or, you know, how, you know, they were going on vacation for a while and they'd be back, by golly, they'd be back. So every summer I kind of came up with more strategies and tightened up the hatches, so to speak, to try to come up with ways to, number one, get them to come back in the first place, number two, to prevent them from going and thinking that, you know, they'd be back. And number three, I wanted to make sure they understood tuition is still due. My rent was still due. Your tuition is still due. That is something that I learned to communicate right from the get-go with enrollments, but there was a time period where we did not communicate that very effectively, so I had to kind of come up with some strategies that would help me with that as well, because, you know, we don't want our income to drop during the summer. If anything, we want it to go up. So what I'd like to do is touch base on some different strategies that I use successfully, and I also tweaked a couple of them because times have changed since then, and there's a few more things I could think of that would be really awesome to try. So the very first thing is to make sure that you create a really action-packed summer calendar before the summer happens. You've got retention tactics before the summer, during the summer, and after the summer, and you definitely want to create a really great summertime calendar with lots of events and things for people to look forward to that you give out now before they're thinking about running away on vacation for a really long time or before they're hemming and hawing about coming to class. So on your action-packed calendar, you know, you might want to put a variety of events. You know, you might have some special fun things going on, especially for the kids. Like, we all love, you know, during the summer, everybody loves ice cream. So you might have an ice cream party or an ice cream night. You know, your usual bring-a-friend days could be scattered throughout several months. A game night. You can host guest instructors, picnics, the whole nine yards. But the underlying theme is make sure they know about all the fun they're going to miss if they are not at your school this summer. That is really imperative while parents are still planning on what their kids are going to be doing. So create that action-packed calendar and blatantly flaunt it in front of them. Put it in your newsletter. Post it in the school. Put it on your website. You know, make sure, pop quiz them on what's in it. Make sure they all know what they're going to miss if they're not there. Another thing that you can do to help with summertime retention is to develop a really flexible menu of class options. Now, if you're a part-time school working just at night, some of these things might limit you just a bit, but if you even implement one or two of them, it can help you keep a student that you might have lost for the summer without. The first thing is, if you don't already run morning classes, consider it. I noticed that I had students coming to class that were so tired at the end of the day. You know, a 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:15, 6 o'clock class, some of my kids were just dragging Fanny to get in. And other times I got phone calls from parents, oh, he's been swimming all day, he's really tired, don't think we're going to make it. So I thought, well, hey, why not ask these guys? You know, if I had a 9 a.m. or a 10 a.m. morning class, would you be able to bring them there? For all ranks, just for all ranks. Why, sure, we would love that. So in other words, you might consider making morning classes and just letting anybody come in or having them sign up. Either way, depends on how big your school is. But that way they can get the training out of the way, and if they want to play with their friends the rest of the day, you know, go swimming, do whatever they do that wears them out so much, they can go do it, and they've already attended martial arts class. Another thing you could do is let them come to other classes. For example, I can recall having parents say, hey, you know, now with our summer schedule, it's not really convenient anymore for my child to come, you know, Monday, Wednesday at 6 o'clock. I can't make the other class times of his rank. What else can we do? Well, you know what? How about it's okay with me if you come into an under-ranked class or even an upper-ranked class? I've got a leadership team in place. I can still make sure that he gets some of his curriculum taken care of, and at the same time, he'd probably really enjoy being in a different class for a change of pace. So you might consider that too. Allow more ranks in your other classes. So your upper ranks could come to the under-ranked classes, you know, which is better than not coming to any classes at all. If you have helpers, that's awesome because then you can still separate your groups and make sure they get done what they need to get done. But at the same time, again, they came to class, and that's what's really important. You know, sometimes you might have parents that say, you know, we're so busy, I just can't make it twice a week anymore or three times a week, just cannot do. With those parents, I would just ask them, you know what if he can make it just once a week? If he makes it just once a week, he'll stay associated to what's going on. He'll be in the school with his classmates. We can schedule makeups later for him to come back and take extra classes when it's more convenient to you. But what we don't want to happen, parents, you know, is we don't want your child to, you know, see that his friends have advanced way past him because he hasn't been coming, to, you know, kind of forget how fun this is and how awesome it is to be here, because kids can do that, they think, in the short term. So what do you say we try to get him in at least once a week, even if it's on a Saturday? How does that sound? And that can solve some of your retention challenges right there. Two more things that you can do along developing more flexible class options is to suggest private instruction if you have it available. This could be with a leadership team member. It could be with you. It could be with some other instructors. But you might even offer some type of summertime package for private lessons. If they can only do it once a week, you know, again, a private lesson, you would think you could accomplish at least as much as two regular classes. So that might keep them up to date, be able to test on time, and, you know, associated with the school. And one other strategy you might be able to take is to host an open workout time that's supervised. So in other words, if you can't make it to any of these classes that we have on the schedule, bam, you know, I'm able to block out an open workout time. Maybe it's Friday afternoons at 6, maybe it's Saturday mornings at 11, whenever it is, can you bring them then? And supervised open workout can also serve as makeup classes for other ranks as well, and just on an ongoing basis be a big help. So, again, developing a very flexible menu of class options with morning classes, more ranks allowed to come to different rank classes, one time a week is better than nothing theory, you know, private lessons, host open workouts, all of those things can help you retain some students that you might have lost otherwise. Another thing that you can do along with the strategies we've already discussed is to have an attendance competition. Even if you don't have one throughout the rest of the year, you can certainly have one during the summer. You can tie that attendance contest in with some of the special events on your event calendar. You want to, if you're going to do this, you want to announce that you have this competition, preferably 2, 3, even 4 weeks ahead of time. Announce the competition. You want to give them the time frame that it's going to take place in. So, you know, if it is for 2 months, let them know when the start date is, when the end date is. You know, let them know what the prizes and the incentives are. Let them know what classes count. I suggest, you know, giving them one class credit maximum per day. And if they attend a special event like a Bring a Friend Day or something like that, give them double credit, you know, for their team. But let them know what classes count. You know, create a chart to make it really visible. You know, put it up in the school, create a chart. If you're going to host the competition by ranks, you know, just put all of the different belt ranks up and create, you know, a little graph, you know, that shows how many points each team has towards the attendance competition. You know, you can also give them credit for open workout makeup classes in addition to the special events. But again, just let them know exactly what they get credit for and how much credit they get. Also, you want to remind them, you know, again, to reference that event calendar because of the double points that you might offer for special events. So that can really be a nice incentive to, you know, get them in and get them in the spirit of, hey, you know, don't you let those orange belts beat you brown belts. you know, really play it up, have a good time with it. One of the biggest things I think that anybody can do to improve their summertime retention is to implement a vacation log and all kinds of additional strategies that go with the vacation log. You know, one of the first things you can do with a vacation log is very simply have a log at the front desk or someplace that you have a staff member that can man it. Send people over, you know, let them know in classes, let them know in newsletters, hey, if you're going on vacation this summer, get an excused absence. You get an excused absence. Not only will you be able to make up your classes before you go, after you come back, or either or, some of each, but you may become eligible to catch back up on any exams you've missed. That is a big incentive, and that has, oh, your tuition is still due, written all over it. In the vacation log, what I would keep is just basics such as the person's name. I like to ask them where they're going, okay? Not because I'm nosy, you'll see why. So where are they going? What's their destination? I'd like them to tell me when are you going and when are you coming back. You know, I'd like a contact phone number that is best for me to be able to reach them on, and I'd like their email address. And I'd also like to list, you know, how their schedules, have they scheduled their makeup yet? Because as that is going into the log, I would be saying something like, oh, Mrs. Jones, you know, okay, so you said you're going on vacation. When are you leaving? Oh, you're leaving? Okay, when are you coming back? And you're going to? Super. Okay. And your phone number where I can reach you in case I want to just drop you a hello phone call for when you come back in town. And your email. And, oh, by the way, just so you know, by getting an excused absence, you're entitled to do makeups before you go, after you come back, or some of both. Which would you like to do? And then I would have the ability to be scheduling them in these extra classes, these makeups, coming to extra classes of their rank, whatever I can work out to, you know, actually be makeup classes for them. Oh, and just as a, just so you know, as a benefit for doing this and for letting us know where you're going to be able to, if you make up all your classes, you're going to be able to actually take the Stripe exam you would have missed. And I'll touch base more on that in just a little bit. But that is a really big incentive for everybody. And it kind of, you know, and it's nice to know where they're going, when they're coming back, so you can keep track of them, if nothing else. But with the vacation log, now that they've signed in, now that you have the ability to schedule makeups before and after they go, now that you've told them about the makeup test benefit, it's real easy to say tuition still due. what you'd like to do with this information now is also, you know, consider giving them a business card and saying, hey, listen, while you're on vacation, would you mind sending your class a postcard? If you send your class, write them a postcard. We'll put it up in the student bulletin board area so everybody can see, or you could read it to their classmates, whatever you like. But the thing is that while they're gone, you don't want them to forget about you and their classmates and the school in general. So if they're willing to write a postcard, that would be awesome, and it's really cool for the class, especially if they're kids, to get a postcard from their classmate who's out of town. So that is really neat. Another strategy you can use is, I know that one of the objections you'll get to practicing when they're on vacation is, oh, yeah, we don't have time for practice. You know, while we're on vacation, we're on vacation. One of the things you can consider doing if you have a lot of vacationers and you just, you know, are adamant about, you know what, they need to be practicing while they're gone, is one of two things. One thing you could do is create yet another competition, and it could be a contest that just basically says that if you keep a practice log where you're practicing just 10 or 15 minutes a day, a couple days a week, you're writing down when you practiced, how long it was, and what it was. You bring that in. Back when you come back to class, you bring that in. Then we have a special thank you for you or special reward for you. Now, I know the reward should be, hey, you practiced, you're not as out of shape. But sometimes people need that extra carrot dangled just to give them that incentive and that that thought of, yeah, you know what, I should continue practice because it's going to be a lot better for me if I do. So you could, you know, when they come back, you could hold up that log in front of everybody and say, look at this, you know, commend them. You know, look at this, Jason Jones practiced three times a day while he was on vacation at his grandma's for 2 months. Isn't that awesome? Give him a round of applause. Give him that positive reinforcement. And then just give him something little from the pro shop or write him a special card, but just give him some type of little extra incentive and give it to him in front of everybody to really positively reinforce that. Now, if you're really, again, if you have a lot of people on vacation, another strategy you can take is to actually create a short DVD that is possibly a practice DVD. You know, maybe do like quick 10 or 15-minute little practice lessons on DVD and give it to that person to take with them. You know, this would be good for the type of vacationer that's gone all summer. You know, just 10 or 15 minutes, maybe just two or three, you know, lessons on there to help give them the incentive to practice. The kids can pop it into their portable DVD players, you know, and practice along with you. You could even videotape a class and give them that and say, hey, do everything we did in class. So to just, you know, the more strategies you have to choose from, even if you only choose two or three of these, I think it's going to help you a lot with your summertime retention. One more fun thing that you can do that has to tie in with people taking vacation is, you know, if you have a lot of them, again, you could have another type of competition, which would be, hey, it's a practicing martial arts on your vacation video competition. You know, just let them know, hey, you know, if you videotape yourself in a beautiful or a fun or some type of special location that you went to on your vacation, practicing and working out, and talk to your class, you know, tell us what you've been doing, and send that to us. And then you'll screen it first, of course, but that's something you might be able to also share with the class that, hey, look, you know, this person's been practicing on vacation, and again, you've got the person to think about the martial arts school while they're gone. You got them to practice, maybe on top of a mountain, maybe in front of a waterfall, maybe at Universal Studios, who knows. But again, you've got them thinking about the school and taking action to practice a little bit and to communicate with their class and to stay in the loop. And that's the biggest thing, because people don't want to come back to class when they feel out of shape and when they feel like, gosh, you know, everyone's ahead of me. It's been a really long time. You know, I'm a little scared to go back. And we don't want them to feel that way. So those are some really cool strategies you can implement to go hand-in-hand with your vacation log. And again, you know, it's you know, give them a business card. Ask them to send a postcard. You know, give them a practice DVD. Have that competition. All those things can help a lot. Another thing you can do is to actually host a Get Back in the Swing of Things class. And you might even let them know when they sign in the vacation log that they also qualify for a special private lesson or a special Get Back in the Swing of Things class pass for when they get back. You know, just let them know that, hey, you know, I'm going to leave you a nice voicemail welcoming you back since I have your phone number and I know when you're coming back. And I'll let you know when that class is available. And all I ask is that you just give me a ring back. Let me know you made it back safe. And let's touch base and see when we can get you in for a private lesson or when we can get you into the Get Back in the Swing of Things class. And, you know, again, you're taking the fear out of returning. You're letting them know you really care whether they're in class or not. And you're communicating what you expect. You expect a call back. So hopefully you'll get one. Okay. So, one more final note on that. If you call them for their welcome back into town call and you haven't heard from them in 3 or 4 days since you left the message and since you know they're back because they told you they were coming back, then go ahead and give them a call or drop them an email. If you send an email before they come back, if they haven't been checking it on vacation, you know, you might be like in the email obis file. You know, there might be so much to go through, they might miss it. So that's why I suggest a phone call first. And a couple days later, if you don't hear from them, an email. But you can certainly do both. So those are some really good strategies for using a vacation log and turning it into a big advantage for you. Another thing you can do, in addition to what we've already touched base on, is just if you're not running a summer camp yourself, maybe because you know, you're not staffed for it, or you know, you're running a part-time school, or just again, you know, you're just, you know, I'm not ready for that right now because that's pretty labor intensive. You can ask your current students where they go to summer camp. What are they doing this summer? You know, what groups are they with? You know, what is their schedule like? And you can invite their summer camp to come to your school on a field trip. If you don't open till 5 in the afternoon, well, you know what you can do is if you're having some type of special open house, maybe you're doing a safety open house, or some other event, you can send flyers and invite your students' summer camp friends to and get approved with the camp. You could do that. You know, but I really like the idea of, you know, trying to offer a field trip to your facility if you're able to do it. And just charge $5 or $6 a kid, get them in, get them introduced, you know, highlight your student that goes to that camp as well so they feel very important and they'll chat it up with their friends. And you'll pick up a little extra summer income if you do it that way. So if worse comes to worse, at least try to get a flyer in there to market your classes and let that camp director know that, you know, Johnny Jones goes to your martial arts school, and that's why he behaves so well at that camp. So those are the main tips I wanted to give everybody on summertime retention. Thank you very much for coming to the Summer Retention Tactics teleconference. I'm Kathy Marler, and thank you very much, and we'll see you guys same time next week for Master Edmund Ciafello's teleconference on running a full-time summer camp. Thanks a bunch, everybody.